O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Let your ways be known upon earth, your saving power among the nations. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise now and forever. Amen. Psalm 88. You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried day and night before you. Let my prayer come into your presence. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles. My life draws near to the land of death. I am counted as one gone down to the pit. I am like one that has no strength, lost among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in a place of darkness in the abyss. Your anger lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your waves. You have put my friends far from me, and made me to be abhorred by them. I am so fast in prison that I cannot get free. My eyes fail from all my trouble. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Will the shades stand up and praise you? Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave? your faithfulness in the land of destruction. Shall your wonders be known in the dark, or your righteous deeds in the land where all is forgotten? But as for me, O Lord, I will cry to you. Early in the morning my prayer shall come before you. Lord, why have you rejected my soul? Why have you hidden your face from me? I have been wretched and at the point of death from my youth. I suffer your terrors and am no more seen. Your wrath sweeps over me. Your horrors are come to destroy me. All day long they come about me like water. They close me in on every side. Lover and friend have you put far from me, and hid my companions out of my sight. You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Let us pray. In the depths of our isolation, we cry to you, Lord God. Give light in our darkness and bring us out of the prison of our despair. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the prophet Isaiah, beginning at chapter 63, verse 1. Who is this that comes from Edom, from Bozra in garments stained crimson? Who is this so splendidly robed, marching in his great might? It is I, announcing vindication, mighty to save. Why are your robes red, and your garments like theirs who tread the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath. Their juice spattered on my garments and stained all my robes. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year for my redeeming work had come. I looked, but there was no helper. I stared, but there was no one to sustain me. So my own arm brought me victory, and my wrath sustained me. I trampled down peoples in my anger. I crushed them in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on the earth. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely. And he became their savior in all their distress. It was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
Taking the form of a servant, and was born in a human likeness. The second reading is from the book of Revelation, beginning at chapter 14, verse 18. Then another angel came out from the altar, the angel who has authority over fire. And he called with a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle, "Use your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for its grapes are ripe." So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and gathered the vintage of the earth, and he threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood flowed from the winepress, as high as a horse's bridle, for a distance of about 200 miles. Then I saw another portent in heaven, great and amazing, seven angels with seven plagues, which are the last, for with them the wrath of God is ended. And I saw what appeared to be a sea of glass mixed with fire, and those who had conquered the beast and its image, and the number of its name standing beside the sea of glass, with harps of God in their hands. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and amazing are your deeds, Lord God the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, King of the nations. Lord, who will not fear and glorify your holy name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your judgments have been revealed.
We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Christ committed no sin, no guile was found on his lips. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. By his wounds, you have been healed. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you. By your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
And send a mission.
Let us pray to the Father. This evening, as on every evening, we are urged to pray for peace and to pray for those individuals who are on our hearts and minds and for their needs. During this Holy Week, we are urged to pray especially for the persecuted church, the oppressed peoples of the world, all who are lonely, all who are near to death, and all who are facing loss. Let us come to him who died that we might live, and who intercedes forever before the Father, saying, "We praise you, Lamb of God." Lord Jesus, you embrace the cross that we might learn to give our lives for the sake of love.
We praise you, Lamb of God.
Innocent captive, you submitted to the judgment of sinners.
We praise you, Lamb of God.
In the hour of death, you heard the penitent thief and opened to him the door of paradise.
We praise you, Lamb of God.
Most merciful Saviour, you have known the pain of abandonment.
We praise you, Lamb of God.
Lord, you loved the church and gave up your own self for her.
We praise you, Lamb of God.
Through your blood, you have brought to all people the crown of life.
We praise you, Lamb of God.
Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May Christ, who bore our sins on the cross, set us free to serve him with joy. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.